We are learning Masechta Subis, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning a brand new perek, Perek HaKosef. So we know that the Isha who brings a Nichsim Velug, the Baal eats Peris, eats the produce, whatever the profits from the Nechosim that she brings in. And it's a very in this Gemara that there are three Schosim that the Baal has, the husband has, three Schosim. Schos number one is he eats the Peris. Schos number two is that if she dies, he's Yerush, those Nichsim Velug, those Nechosim. And schus number three is, it's an outgrowth of the other schusim, is that if she sells it, it might be out of the kuches, the gavi de peiris, and it could be after taikonas usha, even from the lekeach after she dies, you also might see it. But the halacha is that she's not allowed to sell it. That's the third halacha. So one halacha is that the husband eats peiris. Number two is that he is yerusher, he inherits her. And number three is that you take, if she sells, she's not allowed to sell it. If she sells it, you know, he's mighty, the peiris, and maybe even the guf, after she dies, he's mighty the guf, after the tekanas usha. So that's the our mishnah. Hakoytzel ishtoi, a person writes to his wife, din v'dvarim ein li b'nechsech, I don't want to have anything to do with your nechasa. That's what he writes. Hareza oichel peiris b'chayeha, the halach is, he was not mesalik himself from everything. He still could eat the peiris, and if she dies, he's still Yarishit. I wrote Dimadvarim. What was in the Geya, that siluk that he wrote, that Dimadvarim ain't living nichsech? It's the Geya for the third schus. That if she sells it, the loch is, it's a good sale and it's kayim. And we'll see in the Gemara how we know which one it is, because he's very vague. He said, he didn't say what, the Gavi what. So we have a Shiloh. Doesn't mean the Paris, doesn't mean the Yerusha, doesn't mean that if she sells it, it's Kayim or not. And we pick this one and we'll see the Gemara two Pshatim why. Zokta Mishnevaita. Kosala Dimadvaram Ainli Benichsech Parisayim. He speaks that clearly. I don't want to have anything to do with your Nechasim and of the Paris. Harezi Ainil Paris Bechayel. So now we knock off two things. First of all, if she sells it, it's Kayim. Number two is, he doesn't eat the profits of the field in the Paris. That's not Paris. Then Mesa Yarsha. But if she dies, he's still Yarsha. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yehuda adds on, that what about Peri Paris? There's something called Peri Paris. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. That means if you sell the Paris and you buy other karka, and those have Paris, that's called Peri Paris. So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Oilam Oichel Peri Paris, Ach Yechlai Dimadvarim Eilim Benichzeh, or Peri Seim, or Peri Peri Seim. That means even if you write, Eli Perisayim, I'm masalik myself, I'm not taking the Paris of my wife, but the Paris you will eat, until he writes clearly that he's not taking the Paris. Dimadvarim Eli Benichzeh, or Perisayim, or Perisayim, Ad Oilam, forever and ever. And we'll see if you need both Ad Oilam and Perisayim, we'll see that tomorrow on base. So, Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Cost of Law Dimadvarim Eli Benichzeh, he writes Eli Benichzeh, U Perisayim, U Perisayim, Bechayach of a Mesecha. Here he adds on that even after your death, I don't want to have anything to do with it. So here already, you're not going to have the Yerusha. He spoke out Ein Levinichsech, which that meant not selling. Then he had the Paris. He spoke out Paris. And he also spoke out Chayech of Moisach, that when you're alive and when you're dead. So this covers anything. Ein Paris, Ein Paris Bechayav, and Mesech, Ein Yerusha, you're not Yerush. Agav, it speaks out in this Lashon, Peri Perisayim. Zok Toisvitz is a Stam Mishnah like our Yehuda, who holds you have to write Peri Perisayim. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you cannot make a Tanai about the Yerusha. That's the din Torah is that a husband is Yerusha's wife. And you can't say, I'm giving up the schus of Yerusha. You can't do that because that's Masna Masha Kosav of Torah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Emesi Yerushana. If you made this Tanai, you said clearly, V'chayecha V'meisecha, still, the halacha is, in Mesa Yerushana. Why? Because Masna Masha Kosav of Torah. V'chola Masna Masha Kosav of Torah is my bottle, which means somebody to Tanai connected something refers to the Torah. And anyone makes a Tanai connected something from the Torah, it doesn't work. Tanai is bottle, therefore Tanai does not work. Now, where's it refers to the Torah that a husband is Yerush, his wife? So the Pasuk says in the Torah like this, V'mein l'achim la'av, if there are no brothers to have, in the Torah it says different Yerusha goes to your children, it goes to your sons, then to your daughters, then to the father. It says, "Ein achim la'aviv, v'nesatem esnach losoi l'sheiroi akar v'lov mishpachtoi, v'yirash oisa, v'hoisov ne Yisrael chukas mishpachtoi kashiv Hashem es Moshe." It says in the Pasuk, if there's no brothers, la'aviv, then you give it l'sheiroi akar v'lov. So Pasuk Pshara means l'sheiroi akar v'lov mishpachtoi. From your father's side, you give it to the nearest karav. And they will be Yerush. But we darshan in the from the extra words here Yerush Oysa, that the Gemara Baal Basra darshins from the word Yerush Oysa, that it means that you Yerush your wife. And it's Derais Degadin, that's Rav Shimon Mil Shita. It's Derais Degadin. And since it's the Derais Degadin, therefore it's Masna Masakos of a Torah. Now, the Tanoim before this didn't hold that. Why not? Either Pshat is they hold Tanai Kayam by Dovish of Mama, and that would be one Pshat. The other Pshat would be is maybe they hold Yerush is only the Rabbanon. So we'll see in the Gemara a little bit of a discussion about that. So Ad Kan, the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah said, if someone writes to his wife, Din v'dvarim ein li b'nichseich, we're not sure exactly what it means, but it definitely works as some kind of siluk, and it says in the Mishnah, it works for imachrim nastakayim, and if you speak at everything, it's taka siluk on all this chusim that you have. Tani Rav Chia, ha'omer l'ishtai. Rav Chia was garris in his Mishnah, not ha'kois l'ishtai, ha'omer l'ishtai. And Rashi explains that trying to teach us that it doesn't have to be dafka ksiva, it doesn't have to be dafka kinyan. Amira alone, it works. It's sufficient. Amira alone saying Din v'dvarim ein li b'nichseich is enough, and that will work for whatever you specify. Even if you write it, and of course if you say it, why does it work? Is this lashon asiluk? That means there's two types of lashonis. One's lashon matana, I'm giving something away. Another lashon is a siluk, that I'm abstaining. That works. There's two shutvim. They own a field together, own a house together. He says to his friend, I don't want any din v'dvarim on this field anymore. Or, I don't want any business with this field. I want to be mesalik myself, take myself away from this field. The halacha is, it doesn't count for anything. It doesn't count as any type of kinyan of giving something away. Why? Because it's lashon siluk, it's not a lashon matana. So here, when you write ain't din v'dvarim ein li b'nichseich, l'chayr, all it is lashon siluk, it's not a lashon matana. So what's going on over here? So Gemara answers, Amri d'bei Rav Yanai, because of law of Oida Arusa. Rav Yanai answers that we're talking about over here, avada, once something is yours, avada, you need lashon matana. You can't just say, I don't want it. But here we're talking about, you wrote it when you were Arusa, before you started eating the peiros. And since you're saying, I don't want the payers to reach me, that works. Then you can use lashon siluk. I don't want the payers to become mine. I don't want that to happen. Kid Rav Kana, Dom Rav Kana, Nachla Bala Odom Mokim Achar, Odom Masda Allah Ashlo Yerushana. We bring in Rav Kana. Rav Kana says that if you get some kind of Nachla through marriage, since it's only a takana for you, the halach is that the siluk works. And the chiddush why we bring in Rav Kana is that you shouldn't think that since it's takanas chamim, it's like you're a shutif already. No, you're not a shutif. You could use the lashon siluk. Now, who said you have a right to say I don't want the takanas chamim? Takanas chamim is you should get peiros. I can say I don't want peiros. Someone says, yeah. Okay, the rava, damar rava. Oimi efshi with the takanas chamim going zu shayim loy. That if someone says he doesn't want a takanas drabbanon, could going zu. For example, this we'll see what going zu is. Shayim loy. You listen to him. That means that you could say, I don't, even though since takana is for my good, I don't want a takana. You could do that. You could say, you know, I don't want this takana to happen, and you could stop it from coming to you. Since it's made for your good, therefore you could abstain from the takana. What's going to do? Mike going to Krav Huna Amarav, Damar Huna Amarav, Yechoyle Ishish Taim Alabayla, a lady could say to his her husband, now, lady Allah is, you have to give her Mazinus, and she gives her Maisiyadah, her wages to her husband. So she says to herself, I don't want to work. And Michael Tarvis, I don't want to work, don't give me mezainus. She's allowed to say that. Or for a different example, she makes a lot of money from her wages. She wants to keep her wages. The law is, since it's for her takana, she's allowed to say, I don't want it. You can make such a takana, you can make such a statement that I don't want it, and therefore you could say, I don't want this taiva, and that works. That works. That's a bring raya from Rava, that if something's for your own good, you could stop it. So Al Kapon was saying over here that you're supposed to get Paris, but he said, I don't want it, and it works. Siluk doesn't work. Paris is here, it didn't come to him yet. It didn't reach him yet, and therefore you could say it. And who said you could say such a thing? So first of all, maybe it's a problem, Dovah Shabbat Olam, or it's a Tekan Darabanan. You see from all these cases from Rava that you could do such a thing. So, Freitag Marakash, Yahachi, so I feel a tsunami. And a su also, you didn't get the Paris yet. Let him say also, even after he's married. You know what? I don't want any Paris anymore. It didn't come yet. I don't want them anymore. So why can't you say that? Why did Rav Yanai answer, Dafka Voida Rusa? So Gemara answers, Om Abai, Nesua Yoda Ki Yoda. His hand is like her hand, and he's considered like a Shutuf. That's the Pshat. Rashi says, Varehu Kashutuf Behem. Since it's like his nechasim, already his right to the peiros is like a shutif. Rash says, and Rava says, his hand's even better than her hand. Which makes a nafkamina regarding this Gemara, regarding Siluk, because either way you're a shutif. What's in a gay yada adifa mi yada? Nafkamina shemeres yavim. Nafkamina is for a case of shemeres yavim, which is be'ikr in the sugya in Perek HaChaylitz, but actually was mentioned by Derek Remez in the last Perek, a case where Ha'isha shemeres yavim, that Nechasim fell to her while she was married to Reuven. She was married to Reuven, Nechasim fell to her from her own family. So it was like Nechasim Alog, and then her husband died, Reuven died. And then, now she's holding on to this building, and then she dies. She dies. Who gets it? So, who gets it? So Abaye says that it's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel who gets it. That according to Beis Shammai, you split it between the Yarshei Av, which means the brother, Shimon, and the Yarshei Isha. And Beis Hillel says, no, the Chazakah Kamaisa is better. That's how Abaye says. But Rava says, no. In that case, Rava says, it would definitely go to the husband's family. Why? Because Yodai Adifa Miyada. It's better. It's stronger. And therefore, when he died, he was considered the Muchzik, and they, Lekuli Amo, will get it, even for Beis Shammai. And the case of Beis Shammai still is, the Naflula Kishishmeres Yavam. That's what, that's the Geya. But Kapanam, what's the Geya to us is that, while Yarusik say, I don't want this to happen, I don't want to get the payers, but you can't do it after Nasua because it's considered a Shutuf already. Ebayalu, the Gemara has a shayla like this. This shayla of the Gemara is regarding a shutif who wants to make a siluk. Like Rashi explains, the next shayla, if you make a kinyan, is not an Ar Mishnah. Ar Mishnah, you said, Ein Liba Nichsech, you said a funny lashon. So even make a kinyan, it makes no difference. You said only Ein Liba Nichsech, so you only pick out one thing. But Ebayalu, Kanu Miyad Mahu, which means in a case where you are a shutif and you made a siluk from your shutif, and you even made a kinyan, which means you did a chalipin. Let's say you have Reuven own a field. Reuven wants to give up. Reuven said, "Din v'dvarim ein li benichsech. I don't have any din v'dvarim any here, or I don't have ein li esik ba." And Shimon gives him a sudar in order to be kainit. So is that working out? Mahu. So what's the shayla? The tzad is, since you actually made a kinyan, so maybe there it's like a umdana that he meant to give him a tana. That's how the Tosfos of Rosh learns. Actually, here the Tosfos is bothered by exactly what's this havmina. What's the chat? It's just a kinyan. Why would that work? But the Tosfos of Rosh explains. I read through inside. Nearly Ashur Pirish Rashi. The kivin shu emel chaveiroi shu shutav imoi. Since he said it to his friends, with a shutav. The hiknaloi, and he made a kinyan. Muchach delidehu maknes asada. That he's giving it to him. He's giving it to him. Because Tosfos had a kasha l'chara. Ainly Esik was la loshon hefker v'akabonim. That's the shaila. When you make kinyan, what happens? Or Rav Yosef, v'divin dvarim kanam v'yadai. Rav Yosef says it doesn't work. L'maisa, you still said divin dvarim. So it's a siluk. Who cares? Made a kinyan. Rav Nachman, no. V'gufa shakar kanam v'yadai. When you make a kinyan, is a kinyan on the gufa karka. Amma Abaya, so Abaya now limits the whole Rav Yosef. He says that Rav Yosef said it doesn't work. Mistara milsa Rav Yosef, but only if right away Rav Yosef says, by the way, I didn't mean to give you the field. All I meant to say was that I'm not going to be hack you about your half. Dimidvarim ain't leaving your half. I'm ba'imed, but if he doesn't right away my error, and 2 days later he says, oh, I didn't mean that, even he agrees, Magufa Shakara Kanu, you actually kayed in a karaka Kanama Yada. That's what he says. He limits the dinner of Shita of Rav Yosef. So Zog to Gemara, Oma Amemar. So Amemar says that, how do we paskin? Hilchasa Magufa Shakara Kanama Yada. The halacha is that if you make a kinyan, you gave away the Gufa Karka. So Omla Rav Ashila Amemar. So Rav Ashi asked that Meimar, what case are you passing like this? Be'oirer? Oy, be'oimed. What case, when are you passing this Gufa Shakarka? When you're, even when you're oir right away? Or dafka be'oimed? So Meimar answered, l'may nafkemina. What's the difference? Why are you asking? So Rav Ashi said back, look, Rav Yosef, of course, maybe you mean to say, like Rav Yosef, and that's nafkemina. Amalei, so Meimar says, no, lo shmi'ali. Which means kolemalei sfirli. I don't agree to shachilik. So I don't hold like that. I don't hold bechlaus shachilik. I hold. I'm paskening legamri like gufa shakarka, like the other man, the Amar, who holds Rav Nachman, who holds that when you make a kinyan, it means the gufa shakarka.